From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the chairman of the Bush-Cheney campaign in New England announced his resignation. Democrats had accused Jim Tobin of involvement in election campaign dirty tricks back in 2002. There was supposed to be a deposition in that case this week. Joining us now is Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever. And Fred, the incident in 2002 involved a phone jamming scheme. I want you to tell us more about that and how, if at all, that might relate to Jim Tobin's resignation today.
Well, this all goes to a senatorial race between former New Hampshire Governor Gene Shaheen and John Sununu in 2002. Jim Tobin was the regional director for the Republican National Senatorial Committee then, overseeing regional efforts to get Republicans elected. On election day that year, a Republican-financed operation jammed phone banks set up by Democrats and by some local firefighters for people who wanted a ride to the polls. There was a federal investigation, and this summer, two GOP operatives pled guilty in the case. One of them at the time was the executive director of the New Hampshire Republican State Committee.
Well, was Mr. Tobin named in the criminal investigation?
No, but an unnamed co-conspirator appears in federal filings in the case, and that probe is continuing. But in a separate civil case that the Democrats filed, they're seeking damages from the Republicans for that phone jamming scandal. And in that case, on Thursday, they filed a motion that includes the allegation that Mr. Tobin was that unnamed co-conspirator, that he was a go-between for the two operatives who were convicted. Now, Republicans in the U.S. Justice Department have resisted disclosure of the name of the third party. They say the federal probe should be completed first.
Well, Mr. Tobin resigned from the 2004 campaign today, but what does he say about the reason for his resignation and this entire case?
Well, through his lawyer, he says the Democrats' claims are false. He also says that he stepped down to avoid harm to the president's campaign. He says it's all politically motivated, but in order to prevent this from becoming a real focus for the campaign rather than the campaign itself and getting the president elected, he decided to step down.
Fred, why were the Democrats in such a hurry to find the name and publicize the name of that third party?
They say they just want to prevent any reoccurrences of what happened in 2002, whether it's phone jamming or some other attempt to game the election system. They're also criticizing the Justice Department for weighing in at the last minute. They're even implying collusion between the Justice Department and the Republican Party, which the Republicans deny. The Republicans say this is all just an attempt to get their eye off the ball in the presidential race. And it is very important from a political point of view because Tobin oversaw President Bush's reelection campaign for all of New England, and this is particularly important in Maine and New Hampshire, where electoral votes are up for grabs this year. It's a very intense race up in this part of New England.
Fred Bever of Maine Public Radio in Portland, Maine. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.